have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's Tuesday again. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question, for those who want to be free, but those who love their mental and emotional enslavement, is not for you. And not for those who love their hell, their thrills, their false life. It's not for you. And for those who want to overcome all that. What's the difference between the facts and the truth? What's the difference between the facts and the truth? What's the difference? What's the difference? Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you know, some of you are busy this time of day. It all depends on where you are. Somewhere in the world, it's already Wednesday. Isn't that amazing? People are getting up to start their Wednesday. Think about that. And then there are people who are going to bed because they just completed their Tuesday. Ever we needed you, Lord. What a mess. So it all depends on where you are. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black, everybody and their mama. If you're white. And let's say you got to run around. You got to go to the gym. You got to send your children to a public school. A socialist camp that destroys children because you don't love them. You got to go and protect the illegal alien from ICE. ICE, ICE, baby. You got to go and protect the illegal aliens, the criminals from ICE, because you feel good when you do that. It feels like love. It feels like you care about the illegal aliens. So let's say you got to do all that and you just can't sit and watch the show. You can podcast it, right? You can podcast all the show, but the beauty is while you're out there fighting ICE, because ICE is collecting all the people from illegal alien from Home Depot or selling hot dogs on the corner, and you out there doing that, you still can be listening to the show while you're fighting with ICE. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Some of you know already, but maybe the new listeners are not aware. Tuesdays is one of my favorite days because Tuesday reminds me of the good old days. Growing up in Alabama, on a plantation, picking cotton, peas and peanuts and corn, and feeding the hogs, bringing the cows to the pasture to milk them and feed them and put them back out. All the good old days. And then we had country and Western music. The only thing we could get was country and Western music in the good old days for a while. So Tuesday is country. Tuesdays are always country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. A spiritual battle. Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Do you think these are good old days right now? What the? Back then, when they had the whites on their signs, colors on their signs, it was amazing. And one of the reasons, not the only, it was amazing, during those days, the blacks were more independent. They didn't have black leaders. They weren't told how to think and who to vote for, where to go. They were not relying on the government. They had schools and they had their own schools. They had their own, in many cases, businesses, bought land in the good old days. That's gone now, for the most part. So I will never forget the good old days. I don't care how they lie about history. I may not know much about algebra, but I do a little bit about history. So it's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. I was wondering, reflecting this morning, and I wondered out loud, who are you? Who are you? Are you your shyness? I was thinking about this young man at fellowship on Sunday. And he was shy and nervous, and I was trying to get him to come up on the stage there and talk. And he was shy. He was scared, and he said he didn't want to be judged by the people. And he was a father. He was two adult children with him, a son and a daughter. And I thought about that, and I thought about that. And in his nervousness, his shyness, he thought it was him. Think about that. He think, and not just him, but a whole lot of shy people think it's them. They say, I am shy. And they take on this identity as though it's true. Really. They say, I am shy. I can't go up there. I'm shy, Jesse. I'm not going up on the stage. I don't want people judging me, looking at me. Who are you talking about? Who, when you say, I am shy, who is shy? Think about that. I am angry. I feel good now. I feel angry. I feel good now. Which one are you? Are you the good feeling one or the angry one? Who are you? Which one are you? Think about that. Are you the good feeling one now that you feel good? Is that you? Or are you the one that feel down, feel bad? Really, who are you? I ask that all the time of people. And then I have a men's forum, though I can't tell you what happened or what goes on in a men's or ladies' forum meet on the first Thursday and the third Thursday of the month. Guys get up and they talk, and ladies too, and they talk about what they think of themselves. They think that they're talking about themselves. I'm afraid. I'm lonely. I'm married. I'm getting a divorce. My children. I am afraid. I am not afraid. Who are you talking about? Which one are you, both? Think about that. Are you both? I'm lonely. I'm not lonely anymore. So who are you talking about when you say, I am afraid? I'm afraid of what people think about me. I'm not afraid of what people think about me. I'm afraid I'm lonely. Alone on a crowded bus on a day after work. I'm so lonely. The guy next to me got a girl on his arms. My arms are empty. Some guys have everything. Some guys have all the luck. Some guys do nothing but complain. But when you're with me, when you're not with me, I feel so alone. Who are you talking about? Think about it. Seems so unfair. There's love everywhere, but there's none for me. Seems so unfair. There's love everywhere, but there's none for me. Who? I'm black. I'm white. I'm Indian. I'm Mexican. I'm this. Who are you talking about? I'm half white, half black, half this. And where are you getting all these personalities, these identities from? Where are you picking them up from and identifying with them? And now you're like a cannonball with all these identities. Why don't you be free? What would happen if you had no identity at all? Really, why don't you think about that? What would happen if I didn't call myself anything? If I had no identity at all? Or what would happen? Who will I be? If I had no identity. And why don't you question, where did I pick up, how did I become all these things? I'm a plumber. I'm a nurse. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a electrician. I'm a this and I'm a that. I'm a mother. Women love saying that. I'm a mom. I'm a dad. You have a bucket load of identities. Have you ever considered that none of those things are you? None of them. Because let's think about if you never thought about loneliness, would you ever feel alone? If you never thought about loneliness or identified with loneliness, would you have to go to find company, someone to make you feel like you're important or feel good? If you never had an up would you ever have a down? Why not live a life with no ups or downs? Why do you have to identify with being up or down? Feeling good or bad? Sad or happiness? Why do you need both? Why don't you be a whole person? Be whole. President Trump is. That's why he can't be stopped. He's a whole person. And if you notice, as a result of being whole, being one, he has no fear. I was talking to someone the other day who is not, well, at least they were not a Trump fan at all. They didn't vote for him or anything. Democrat, black. They like, I'm a born a Democrat. I'm a died Democrat. A black person. You black in my family. And so I was talking to him, and I said, so what do you think about the great work that the great white hope is doing? What do you think? He like, man, I don't understand that man. He's like, that man, Donald Trump, he doesn't have any fear. He's like, does he ever sleep? And he's and really, this is a liberal Democrat saying this to me. He was like, I noticed that he doesn't care what people think. He's just doing what he got to do, and I noticed that the things are getting better. Now, this is from someone that hates the president. Well, I don't know about hate him, but he would never vote for him. I noticed things are getting better. He's just taking care of business. There are jobs everywhere. When I go to my area now, he says, I see all kind of people working. I even see a few blacks working, he says. He said, but I know a lot of blacks are not going to work because they're so lazy. But this is a black telling me about Trump. But he's like, things are changing. The border shut down. And he like, people yelling at him, but he doesn't care. He's just taking care of business. He like, Obama and Joe Biden never did anything like that because he voted for those two people. Trump is a whole person, or he's growing into wholeness, and he has no fear. Not physical fear, but inner fear that stops you from being yourself in life. He doesn't have that. Can you imagine? Now, you should have some common sense fear out, fear to your physical self to watch the world so it won't hurt you. But inner fear, you're not supposed to have it. And when you don't have it, you'll be like Trump. There's no, it doesn't matter what they say. And this person that said that about him, he's like, it doesn't matter. He doesn't care what people think about him and what they say. He just does what he got to do. And the country is getting better, Punchy. I notice things are getting better. Oh, God. It was so interesting to hear that. And so I was thinking, the liberal media and the Democrats think that the Democratic voters, and some don't, can't see what the president is doing. They don't know that these people are feeling the positive effect of what's happening in their lives. And I remember there was this black guy named Tony from California. He called yesterday on the show. Y'all can check it out. Jesse. I want my country back. What do you mean, Tony? The president talking about he got to put in the troops or something in D.C. And stop the crime. The crime already gone down. What a mess, huh? The president said, you know what? It's a mess in D.C. And I'm gonna do something about this. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to stop it. People being killed, robbed, and raped. all the time. New York Times is reporting President Trump ordered what was expected to be a 30-day takeover of D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department and suggested a federal intervention could be expected to other cities. Watch this from NBC News.
In the nation's capital tonight, a dramatic change after crime scenes like these. President Trump declaring a public safety emergency, deploying 800 National Guard troops to D.C. and taking control of the district's police department.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back.
That federal takeover can last up to 30 days without congressional approval. The troops set to fan out across D.C. over the next week, the White House says, to protect federal assets and deter violent crime.
It's becoming a situation of complete and total lawlessness.
Even though crime statistics from the U.S. Attorney's Office in January said violent crime in D.C. was at a 30-year low, the police department says it was down 26% since last year. So why do this now?
Crime has gone down. Gone down from what? Gone down from when? Crime is way too high in the district. And, you know, this namby-pamby response that, oh, crime is down. No, it isn't down for the people who are victimized by crime.
The head of the police union tells NBC News the crime stats have been manipulated, and any talk of a recent drop in crime is preposterous.
What manner of man is this? The wind at sea obeys him. He doesn't care. He's doing it. He's looking out. He's putting America first. Of course, the black female mayor of D.C. don't like it because she's black and she has no been in a leadership role. She doesn't know what she's doing. And don't even really care because black people don't care about no crime. They love crime. You heard Tony. They love crime. Why you want to clean up the crime? What the? White people want to clean up the crime? The blacks, not all, but want to create crime. The mayor of D.C. called Trump order a manufactured intrusion. Watch this.
Still, the D.C. City Council calls the federal police takeover a manufactured intrusion on local authority, and the mayor says it caught her off guard.
I don't want to minimize the intrusion on our autonomy.
The move comes after a former DOGE employee was attacked during an attempted carjacking last week. Over the weekend, the president ordered the deployment of nearly 500 federal officers around the district, leading to several arrests.
You know, he's taking federal control of the police, and that's just not okay. I feel like these are the sorts of things that you start to see in dictatorships.
Trump has deployed federal resources to cities before, including thousands of National Guard troops this summer to Los Angeles to quell immigration protests and thousands of others to the southern border. The president saying federal intervention in other cities like New York and Chicago could be next.
We're not going to lose our cities over this, and this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick.
What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. And they call him king. When the last time you seen a president of the United States say, you know what, crime is out of control, the American citizens are being hurt, I'm not going to let it happen anymore. We're going to do something about it. And lo and behold, they call him dad. Amazing, huh? What manner of man is this? They call him the Great White Hope. When the last time you see anybody in government truly put America first? Thank God, the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, he brings in federal government, whomever it takes. to the clean up this mess. We need them in Gary, Indiana, too. Somebody needs to tell the president, take them over there to Gary with those black people there. Crime over there is horrible. In Gary, Indiana, it used to be beautiful when it was all white. On Jesse Waters' show yesterday, there on Fox News, they showed this graphic of how bad the crime is in Washington, D.C., and they compared it to other countries. It was worse than other countries. It was worse in Washington, D.C. than even any other countries. I hope we had that graph for you because some black people, they just don't like, even they don't like the fact that you want to clean up crime. What would the blacks do if they had no crime? What would they do? Even Karen Bass, the so-called black female mayor of L.A., don't want it. She doesn't want to. They don't want to clean up crime. How would we live, they said, the blacks, if they didn't have crime? That's why the black create crimes in the white area when they move there. They got to have the crime. Can you imagine being black and somewhere in the world and there's no crime? Think about that one. 888-7753-773. I'm going to try to have that graphic for you next week. If not tomorrow, sometime. It was so interesting.
Yeah, I'm seeing this by Fox. Washington, D.C. is more dangerous than the capitals of many third world countries.
Oh, good. You found it.
Was it a senator that was saying this? I found this graphic, but it's not exactly what you're talking about.
No,
D.C. homicides by year, and it's pretty high. But this article does confirm what you're saying, that this senator was saying that D.C. crime is worse than... more dangerous than the capitals of many third world countries.
Uh-huh.
I'll keep looking for this graph.
Isn't that amazing? In 2023, Washington, D.C. had a homicide rate of 40.9%, 100,000 residents, per 100,000 residents. 40.9% per 100,000 residents, Heritage Foundation. South Africa's homicide rate has... what did I say? Yeah, 40.9 per 100,000. I don't see a 45. I see a 40.9.
The 45 comes, it's the next message, starting with South Africa.
Oh, how come they're interrupting right now with me?
Start with South Africa.
South Africa homicide rate has significantly increased over the past decade, reaching a rate of 45 per 100,000 people in 2022/2023, which is the highest in 20 years and the second highest globally for countries with relative reliable data. That's from Brave AI. Well, that is. When I come back, your phone call. What would the blacks do if there were no crime? How would they live? And not all, but most. I'm wondering out loud. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Welcome back. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. And after the Hake Report, energy, all the energy that Donald Trump did not get from God, God gave it to the anchor baby. The American anchor baby. From 11 to 1. Energy from God, not alone. It's the nature of God, the life. From 11 to 1 p.m., the American anchor, baby. There go that graphic thing I was telling you about.
I think I found it, Jesse. This is from Jesse Waters' program last night.
Oh, good.
And it says 2024 murder rate. And I think it says per city. This is blocked by someone put this there. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But it shows the cities you mentioned. Look, Washington, D.C., this is the graph at the top.
Oh.
Way bigger. And you think these are American cities? No, this is Bogota, Colombia, Mexico City, Islamabad. Where's Islamabad? It's in one of those countries out there. Islamabad is in Pakistan. We got Lima, Peru, Ottawa, Paris, Drew, London, and Madrid. So
put that in your pipe and smoke it, Tony from California. The crime going down. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Why, George, Lord? Crime is not going down. What does that mean anyway? Crime is crime. And you don't want any crime around you. Why is Donald Trump sending the troops to D.C.? Crime going down. Yeah, right. Tucker showed on his show yesterday, he wasn't there, but Brian was guest hosting, and they talked to some of the people there in D.C., including some black people, and they were saying, no, it's bad here. There was a black elderly woman said that I have to make sure I'm back home before dark because of the crime. And I'm afraid I may, something like, I don't know exactly what she said. I forgot. And then she said, even on the train, I'm afraid that someone is going to take my purse. A black woman. And Tony, why put a Troy out of, Minnesota here. Troy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. It's nice having a real president again, isn't it?
Yeah, very nice. Somebody that put America first, really serious about it.
Yeah, I mean, after
speak up a little bit, Troy.
Sorry. I was just going to say, after everything we've been through the last 4 years, I really come to love and respect that man even more.
Did you vote for him?
I did.
Right on.
Speaking of the Great White Hope, Jesse, I was curious, what do you think would be better for the country, letting him run forever or getting rid of the 19th Amendment?
I don't know what one has to do with the other.
Well, I'm just saying, like, since Trump is daddy, he could, like, fix all the daddy issues that all these crazy people have, or we could just get rid of the 19th Amendment, and then the women would naturally have to start fixing themselves.
But I don't know what one have to do with the other.
I don't know. Just thought which one would be better for the country, I guess.
Well, President Trump, of course. I mean, he's doing a man in a man position, doing a man's job. So, of course, President Trump. Men were created to lead. Women were created to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the 19th Amendment, well, I actually think the 17th Amendment is pretty bad, too, because before you had to be a part of your state legislature to become a U.S. senator, and I thought that made you care more about your local politics, which is much more important, in my opinion. But the 19th Amendment it totally attacks the order of creation, order of God, because it allows, like you said, women to make decisions over men. And this is why we have all this chaos in our country.
For those people who don't know, the 19th Amendment is what gave women a so-called right to vote. And so, but are you saying, when you ask which one, I forgot how you put it, the 19th or Donald Trump, why you compare one to the other?
Well, because I just see, like, everything that's wrong with our country, like open borders, the push for homosexuality, the push for abortion, the push for transgenderism, you know, the globalism, the welfare state, the divorce state. Not all. I mean, there are a lot of beta males that support that, too, but it's
mainly
champions.
Are you saying that women should not have been given the right to vote?
I think that would have been better for the country, yes.
You're absolutely right about that.
Because
I've been saying for a long time that women, one of the greatest mistakes that this country has ever made is allow women the right to vote, and especially non-married women, because in the good old days, if women would have been given the right to vote, she would follow her husband in the way that he vote.
Yes.
And so, because if they think women are not, their mindset is not logical, it's all emotional and screwed up, and they will always make the wrong decision. So it was a big mistake. Mm-hmm. It should have never happened. And it's just, we've been getting all, as you just said, all type of programs, all type of everything, abortion, everything that's wrong, has been ushered in by the females.
Well, I did notice, too, it came in 1920. That was Woodrow Wilson, you know, the first leftist president we had. And then 4 years later, we had to get the Border Patrol because already then the border was out of control.
What a mess. Thank you, Troy. I appreciate it, man. Good, very good point. A lot of good point. But
God bless you, Jesse.
Maybe when you become president, you can overturn the 19th Amendment. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, thank you, man.
God bless you.
You too, buddy. Adrian, you found that graph in it? We already showed it, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Let me go to Tess and talk to Adriana. Adriana, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
All is well.
Good.
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Okay, well, right now I'm going through like a lot of hell.
Speak up.
And oh, sorry. I said right now I'm going through a lot of hell, and I almost didn't even call you because I know you say when you're going through hell to just go through it and not reach out to anyone, but I didn't know if that even applied to, you know, reaching out to you.
What kind of hell are you going through?
Well, I've been going through hell for a while, like letting the ego die, really getting rid of an old identity. And I was doing really well for like about a month. And then, you know, over the weekend, all of these thoughts like just came at me out of nowhere. They were gone. And then they just came at me and I listened to a thought. And I caught a lot of hell for listening to that thought and going and, like, doing something I shouldn't have done or reaching out to someone I shouldn't have reached out to for, I don't even know what I was looking for, but I caught hell for it, basically.
When you say you caught hell for reaching out to someone that you should not have reached out to, what type of hell did you catch from that?
Well, I guess my actions kind of affected somebody else and they, you know, got angry for it, or I don't know if they got angry, but they disapproved of it. And now it's bringing me like a lot of guilt. And it's so painful that it's like physically hurting my body. I've never really went through something like this. And I know that it's just like the ego dying and that it's not me, but it is really, really painful. And
so did you apologize to whomever this is for doing that?
Yes.
You did? So, and yeah. Why did you apologize?
Because I could see in the moment, even when I was there doing what I was doing or saying what I was saying, even in the moment I could see like, oh my gosh, like this doesn't feel right. I know I listened to a thought. So I could see where I was wrong almost immediately, even as I was doing it.
Why didn't you stop in the middle of it then if you were able to see that? Once you saw that, hey, what I'm doing is insane right here, why did you just stop? So that you could shock the ego.
I think I didn't stop because I was like afraid of seeming like rude. I was talking to somebody and looking for advice, and I really shouldn't have. I should have just gone through the pain myself. But in the moment I was like, oh, I can't just walk out of here. It seems rude. And the funny thing is that the person I kind of like, well, somebody called me and got me out of that moment, was like, you need to leave right now. And so I did. And so it actually did end up shocking the ego, which is why
But it didn't shock the ego if somebody else told you to leave. It would have shocked the ego had you realized in the middle of whatever it is that you were doing, hey, just stop and leave. But you're concerned it may have been rude. What do you mean it would have been rude?
I guess it was just my ego talking to me. Like, even though I wanted to leave, I just was like, oh, well, if I just walk out the door, like, this person's going to think I'm crazier than I already seem. And so that's why I didn't do it.
What do you mean it would have been rude? How would that have been rude that you realize in the middle of the conversation, hey, I'm wrong here, this is stupid, and just stopped and left? Hey, I'm sorry, I'm out of here, bye. Why would that be rude?
I guess it wouldn't be rude. I was just more afraid of what this other person would be thinking.
Why?
I think it's because, like I said, during that day, I was letting all these thoughts, like, in. And they weren't there, and they all came, like, crashing down on me, so.
And so why were you afraid of what someone, what this other person would have been thinking? Why were you afraid of that?
I think, well, I know it's because I'm kind of like a people pleaser. Like when someone doesn't, someone doesn't see me like in a positive way.
Speak up a little bit.
So when someone doesn't see me in like a positive way, it makes me feel guilty or less than.
And so who are you feeling all? Who are you?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I've been going through recently, like going through the hell and trying to let it pass to out.
Who is the positive person? You see yourself as a positive. You said that you're afraid that someone else would not see you in a positive way. Do you see you in a positive way?
No.
Do you see you in a negative way?
Yeah.
And who is the you that you see in a negative way? No wonder you want someone to see you positive if you see yourself negative. What would happen if you didn't see yourself in a negative way? If there were no negative way or positive way, who would you be?
I guess I would just be no one.
So what now?
I guess I would just be no one.
So why do you need a positive or a negative? You create, when you create one false image, you create another one.
Mm-hmm.
So you see yourself in a negative way, but you're going to put up this false image of being positive so that other people can see you in that way, whatever that is. But if you didn't have either way, you wouldn't have to be concerned about being negative or positive. That's just a false image. It's not even real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why not live a life without being positive or negative? Negative. No kind of way. Just be. That way you don't have to try to hold on to anything or anyone.
Okay. Yeah, I was doing that for a while, and it was actually working.
It can't fail.
And then, but suddenly, it was working so well, and then, like, suddenly one day, all these thoughts came at me, and it was like, where is this coming from if I was doing so well?
And that was another thought, right? Where is this coming from if I was doing so well? Why not just see that as another thought and don't communicate with it? Because the moment you thought that you were doing well, see what happened? You fall into another illusion. If you don't ever think you're doing well, you would never think, I'm not doing well.
Okay, that makes sense.
You gotta, when you're feeling better, don't get into the thought, well, I feel better. I'm doing well. I'm doing better. Those are just another thought. And it's just going to bring you down because it's an illusion. Another thing. You got to live a life without thoughts, without thinking. Sons and daughter of the light live without thinking. A free life is a life without thoughts. An imprisoned life is one with thoughts.
Okay.
So when the thought comes, oh, I'm doing better, oh, I'm doing worse, oh, I'm doing this, let those pass. Those are all thoughts. All thoughts are all lies about anything. It's impossible to have a true thought.
Okay. Can I tell you about this thought, and another thought I've been really struggling with.
Yeah.
I was, you know, there was somebody that I really, really trusted, and I'm a very easy, I feel like I'm a very easy person because I told you I like to please people. I'm a very easy person to control. And so because I, you know, I stay home, I don't go out. So I'm just easy in that way to control. I'm very timid. And I don't speak up. And so, you know, when this person, I looked up to this person like a father almost. And so they would, you know, tell me things like what to do. And I was, I'm honestly still fine with it, even though, you know, I know you've told me before, like, you shouldn't let somebody tell you what to do, but I was fine with it because I kind of agreed with most of what they were saying. And so I'm kind of having issues with, I know you say to obey people, but when
I didn't tell you to obey people.
Obey a man, sorry.
No, your husband.
To obey.
Not a man. You don't want to obey no boyfriend or anything like that.
Oh.
But go ahead.
Okay, well, anyways, they would tell me, like, to do things, but I realized that it was because they were afraid for my safety. It wasn't necessarily, I don't think, to be controlling. It was always, like, worrying about my safety, like, don't go somewhere without telling me, or you shouldn't go here, you shouldn't go there.
How is that because, worried, you know, about your safety? That's control.
But don't you think, because
no,
the world is so unsafe?
Yeah, but you don't need somebody telling you. You, how old are you?
25.
You need someone to tell you, don't go here, don't go there, and do this and do that? But go ahead, I interrupt. So they tell you, don't go here, don't go there, and what else not to do?
Like, not to wear certain things or say certain things or do certain things.
And do they tell you to let them know whenever you're going somewhere and where you're going?
Yes.
What's
wrong
with you?
All the time.
What?
All the time.
And do you do it? You let them know?
Well, yeah, of course.
What's that like? Is this your husband?
Boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend. What?
What is that like, telling somebody, you know, a boyfriend, let some boyfriend tell you what to wear, what not to wear, where to go, where not to go, and to let him know wherever you go? Why would you do something like that? Ain't that much intimidation in the world.
Yeah, I guess I didn't see anything wrong with it. It seemed like he was worried about my safety and...
Can you hold for me?
Yes.
Hold on, let me take a break. 2 more hours to go. Quick break. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back. So... here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Some cleaning up of the neighborhood going on around D.C. And also,
Are we going to start cleaning up Gaza? Or is it going to still be a mess for years and decades to come? I don't know. And something going on with the food stamps. Trump, is he going to start ending some of the abuse and corruption in the food stamps programs? What a mess. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, August 12th, AD 2025. Happy Men's History Month, everybody. Men and women, boys and girls. The JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. Sometimes people have to step away and they'll just hang up just so that they don't, Jesse doesn't go to them and they're not there. So sometimes a line opens up, so call in every so often. And as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller. But it is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports on the D.C. takeover. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, his declaration of a crime emergency in Washington, D.C., which has been a year's ongoing problem that has been ignored. His decision to federalize the city's police force left many local and federal agencies unsure about what that meant, so they claim. Multiple sources tell CNN. Before his announcement Monday, neither D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, a black female, Democrat, liberal, Black Lives Matter supporting evil woman, nor Metropolitan Police Department Chief Pamela Smith, a woman, maybe black, I'm not sure, had been notified about the takeover, nor how long it would be implemented. Good, they don't need to know. Not their business. They haven't made it their business to clean up the place. Now it's not their business how Trump does it, right? In a statement, the Defense Department said 800 D.C. National Guard troops have been activated, and with up to 200 members being assigned to support law enforcement. Law and order, President. That's right. Trump attributed the decision to deploy troops on U.S. soil to rampant crime, which it really is. Quote, our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs, and homeless people, unquote. That's what Trump said. However, says Commie Nonsense Network, data shows that violent crime in D.C. decreased in recent years. What a mess, huh? Liars. They're lying with facts. Maybe not even real facts, but who knows. And Gaza, the families of Israeli hostages who've been held captive since the Hamas attack October 7th, 2023, more than 2 years ago, right? Or going on, approaching 2 years ago, right? Calling for a nationwide strike, meaning don't work, to protest the Israeli security cabinet's decision to take over Gaza City. They will be joined by the October 7th Council, which represents bereaved families of soldiers who fell at the start of the war, as well as, quote-unquote, hundreds of companies and thousands of citizens who have declared they will take the day off, which they think will hurt the country and make the country of Israel back off from taking over and conquering. Meanwhile, Australia became the latest so-called country to announce plans to recognize a Palestinian state. During the UN General Assembly in September, New Zealand's foreign minister also said his so-called country is considering doing so. These moves leave the United States increasingly isolated from some of its supposed closest so-called allies. Nice. And our greatest president, Trump's big, beautiful bill, which he signed last month, will cause 2.4 million so-called people, including families with children, they call it, to lose their food stamps benefits, according to an analysis by the CBO, the very partisan anti-Trump, perhaps, Congressional Budget Office. They call it nonpartisan. I call it very partisan. The SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, food stamps, long required able-bodied adults to work to receive benefits for longer than 3 months. But now, There's a change coming soon. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
United the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-777-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. What's the difference between facts and the truth? What's the difference between facts and the truth? What's the difference? We have every way that you can watch the show. You can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just can't sit and watch the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening anywhere in the world on your iPhone or iPad as it is happening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats here in a minute. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And by the way, happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month. It's Tuesday. It is amazing because one of the reasons it is country and western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. A spiritual battle. I want to go back to Adriana out of Texas. And Adriana put on hold. We ran out of time there. She said that she is a kind of a shy person, I think she said. And she tends to try to, she's an appeaser. And she had this boyfriend, or had this boyfriend, has or had, who would tell her where to go, when to go, what to wear, what not to wear, what to do and not to do, and to let him know when she's gone and when she's come back. Is that true, Adriana?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, yeah.
And you're 25?
Yeah.
And why would... I know why. I know the answer to my question, but why would you submit that way to a boyfriend? To anyone, really, even to a husband, but why to a boyfriend? Because that's so insecure. That's That shows insecurity on his part. Why would you submit to that?
Well, we were together since I was 17, so it's kind of all I've ever really known. And I don't know, it felt, because we both listened to you, and so it felt like I was obeying, it felt safe. I didn't really mind it, because I don't go out, and so it just felt, like I said, I looked up to him like a father, so it felt okay until I ended up doing, you know, I listened to everything he said, and then recently I did one thing that he disapproved of, you know, nothing too bad. I just went somewhere he disapproved of without telling him, and he basically kicked me out of his life. And so now, without him there, I've had him for so long, it feels like I don't even know, like, who I am anymore.
You don't know who you are anymore?
Well, I guess it left like a big hole, you know, like he used to tell me everything to do. So I just, it was easy and it felt, I guess, natural and safe. And now that he's not there, I'm just, it's difficult.
And so he kicked you out of his life because you went one place without telling him?
Yeah.
So you both were 17 when you met?
Yes.
And so your question for me is what?
I guess it was just, I'm just confused because it's hard for me to get rid of that mentality that like obeying someone, like that we were doing that in the wrong way. Because at the time it felt okay, or it felt right.
That's why I was wrong, because had it been right, you wouldn't have felt right. You wouldn't have felt anything about it. Feelings lead you astray. Whenever you're feeling something, just know something is wrong. Whether you're feeling good or bad, feeling right or wrong, just know, you know what, I got this feeling, something is wrong. Because feelings are all ego. There's no love in feeling. It's not from God. Let me ask, so were you raised by your father and mother?
Yes.
You had both of them growing up?
Yeah, they're still together.
And what does your father say about this guy controlling you like this?
He doesn't approve, but I never really listened because my dad is like a huge beta male. Like, my mom is the one who pretty much controls him.
Oh.
And so it's kind of the opposite of where I'm at now. And so it's hard to take advice from my parents just because I know, you know, their dynamic is wrong.
So your father was weak, and that's why you thought this guy was strong, because he was telling you what to do and everything?
I guess so.
So at 17, you met a 17-year-old guy, and he was telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. It felt like protection, so you went for that because you were not getting that from your father.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. And you know, this guy I was with is the one who introduced me to you, and I forgave both of my parents. He forgave both of his parents. And so after that, I just thought, okay, well, everything's okay now. Like,
well, why? I mean, I understand now why you did that, because your father, so we, you thought this guy was serious, or that he somehow or another was showing love, because it appears that he was protecting you. But as you got older, why didn't you know, I shouldn't be letting this guy tell me where to go, when to go, what to wear, what not to wear, what to do, report to him? That doesn't make sense. Why didn't at some point you realize that didn't make sense. That sounded like an insecure man.
I guess because it's better than having like a weak man.
Yeah.
That, so it didn't fit, and it didn't, like I said, I'm a pretty introverted person. I don't like going out or talking to people, so it just meshed well with my life. It didn't even really interfere until, you know, I made a mistake or I went somewhere that he didn't want me to go, and and then he kicked me out of his life, and so now my whole world is completely upside down.
And what world is that?
The one where he was in it. So,
but why are you rejoicing that you're feeling this pain? You made this guy your God, and you see that it was wrong, and you were doing it because you were introverted. You didn't have control of your own life. You resent your father for being weak. Why aren't you glad that this is happening so you can finally become free?
I am glad that it's happening because, like I said, for the past month, I've been really working on myself. And so I am starting to see things clearer. But I do keep getting these thoughts about this guy because he was just a part of my life for so long.
I understand. I totally understand. But here's what, when he was controlling you, what type of control did you have over him?
None.
You didn't control him at all?
Not at all. And if I did, you know, my ego did start to come up. Like, sometimes it would, like, because he works a lot. And so sometimes I would, you know, nag him, like, oh, when are you coming home? Sometimes, but he would put that away, like, immediately. So it never had any control over him. We kind of just had a normal, I don't know, we didn't really fight much. Yeah, because I listen, like, anything he would say, you know, even if it would bother me a little bit, I would listen, and it was fine.
And how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling a lot of physical pain because he's not here.
When you're not here with me, I feel so all alone.
Yeah, basically.
Alone on a bus on a day after work, I'm so lonely. So you feel you feel physical pain, meaning that you feel, when you describe the pain.
Well, it feels like I'm, like I have a fever, like I'm nauseous, like I have this feeling in my stomach and in my chest. It feels like I'm sick. That's the best way I could describe it.
So are you sick, physically sick, or just the emotion,
no.
Psychological, emotional pain?
Yeah, I'm not actually sick.
Okay. And so why are you happy that this happened? You're done with him so that you can finally overcome him and return to the Father and have an amazing life. Why aren't you happy to see that this whole thing happened? Because that guy, based on what you're saying, I don't have his viewpoint, but based on what you said, he was an insecure guy controlling you. Because a guy's not going to tell a woman, tell me where you're going, where you're going, when you come back, what you wear, what you don't wear, let me know. That's not how you lead someone. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. And a woman should never obey that. That's not leadership. Won't you feel, I know the pain is there. I understand the pain. So it's easy for me to say, why don't you be glad that you this is happening. But I want to encourage you to don't be calling him up. Don't try to get back with him. Feel the pain. Do the silent prayer. Be aware of the psychological and emotional pains, the thoughts and everything that you're feeling. But live with it, walk with it, stay with it, and let the light, the spirit of truth, destroy the false image. Because it's just false identities. The real you don't feel anything about what happened at all. You don't miss this guy. You don't want to be with him or not want to be with him. Not at all. So why don't you... I want to encourage you to die from this illusion. You don't feel anything. Yes, you feel this pain in your body, but you're not the pain and you're not the body, so you're fine. This is your time to die from this false relationship, fake relationship you had with him.
Yeah, I do see that, and I've been seeing that. It's just, it's a lot more difficult than I thought.
In what way is it difficult?
It's just a lot of pain, and like I said, he kind of basically raised me. I mean, I've known him since forever, and we went on this whole forgiving our parents together, and you know, we both listened to you, and so it's just painful him not being there. I thought he was guiding me, and I thought he wanted, you know, what was best for me. It's just new is what it is. It's a new feeling.
Well, it's time for you to let the truth, let God guide you. And by him being out of the way now, you're using a physical person or physical thing to guide you. You had the wrong leader. So now I recommend, do what you want, of course, that you take this pain and don't call him and just deal with it and start living your life. Do you have a job and all that?
Yeah, I do have a job.
So do you have to let him know when you go to work and come home?
I had to ask him if I could get a job.
Oh, I didn't mean to laugh.
That's the other thing. I depended on him financially.
When my master said he's sick, I said, yes, master, we sick. You didn't really have to ask him, could you get a job, right?
I did.
Are you retarded? So listen, this will pass. If you live with this, and don't blame him, it's not his fault that you're that weak, that you turn your life over to him like that. It's not his fault. And it's not your fault that he was that weak that he tried to control you like that. All right? So don't blame him for the way you are. You were screwed up when you met him. You had a weak father, a controlling mother, and you couldn't help but be the way that you were because you needed your father to be there and guide you and be the light. And he wasn't, according to you. And the mother wasn't, according to you. So it's understandable why you went for that. But now it's time for you to grow up, take the pain, be glad that he broke this thing off so you can see yourself and you can grow by the light of God, the truth, and you would never end up in a situation like this again. And the pain that you feel right now, I promise you, is not you. You don't feel the pain. Your ego is feeling the pain because you lost your God. You made him your God. So you should count it all joy when you're feeling the pain. Tribulations, work of patience in your life. You will come out of this being you, and it will be amazing. And you won't be a fake you anymore. You'll be the you that you were created to be. Because if you go back to him, it's going to destroy you.
Okay.
If you are here with me, I feel so happy I can cry. Since you're not here with me, I feel so all alone. You're so dear to me, I just can't say goodbye. You are so dear to me, I just can't say goodbye. You got to be glad for this, Adriana. Be happy that this happened. You were young. I understand why you got caught up in it. He was young. I understand why he got caught up. It sounds like now that you're working on your life, you're forgiving your parents. Are you dealing with your parents in a different way?
Yeah.
And how are you? Go ahead.
I don't blame them for anything ever since I forgave them, really. I can see now why my father is the way he is, why my mother is the way he is. I mean, it's my mother's fault. And, well, it's not her fault. It was the devil that was controlling her.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I forgive them for everything. We don't fight or argue. If my mom steps out of line, I just ignore her.
nice.
It's not a big deal.
Well, the same attitude you should have with this guy and everyone. It's not a big deal. I'm gone. Nothing is a big deal. And nothing is worth you getting angry about. So don't be mad at the boy. Don't be mad at yourself. Don't be mad. Just be glad that you're feeling this pain. And when I say be glad about it, just be grateful. I mean, don't complain about the pain. Don't cry about the pain. If tears come, let them pass because the pain is rough. But just endure it. Live with it. Don't deny that you feel the pain. Be aware of it. And it's the awareness that will take it away from you and make you whole and make you free. And again, you would never end up in any of these kind of situations again, any of these types. And no one will ever control you again. You won't need anyone to control you. And if you should get married, God put a man in your life and you get married, you're going to be able to obey him with the spirit of truth, not with your ideas and emotions. Or his ideas and emotion. The spirit of truth will guide you into you will how to obey a man. Not, and it's not like what you think that it is. And so I promise you, if you endure this, it will pass. But if you go back, you're only going to get worse. And so will he. Because you guys have the wrong type of relationship.
Okay. Okay, Jesse.
Okay, what?
I'll just endure the pain.
Yeah, endure it. Take it, and it's going to just... And I promise you this, too. I totally promise you this. The pain that you're feeling is not you. It's in your body. It's in the mind. You have all these crazy thoughts, but you're not your thoughts. You're not your mind. You're not your body. None of that stuff, right? And so it's the spirit's many identities inside of you, and they are feeling the light, the pain of the light that is allowing you to see that it's not you. And the darkness, which are the thoughts and the feelings, it cannot handle the light. So they're screaming, they're yelling, they're crying, they're blaming you. They're telling you to go back to him, apologize, please, he loves you. That's your only God. Go back to him. He cares about you. Call him up and apologize. They're screaming those things to you because they do not want to depart from you. They live in human beings, and they made a home in you, and if they have to leave you, they'll be homeless, and they don't want to be homeless. And so that's not you screaming and yelling. It's not your pain. It just feels like it is because you so identify with it. This will pass if you live with it. It will be taken away. And in the meantime, go live your life. Don't get in trouble, but, you know, go to work. Go, if you want to go, whatever, go. And don't tell, you don't have to report to anyone. And start speaking up for yourself. And when the thoughts say, oh, you're going to hurt their feelings, you're going to make them mad, that's not your responsibility if someone gets mad. That's their life. It has nothing to do with you. Like, your life has nothing to do with them.
Okay.
You are so dear to me. I just can't say goodbye. I just can't let you say goodbye. Say goodbye. Be done with that. But don't be angry about it. Don't be angry at him. It's not like he's doing his best to. But you move on. This is your freedom that you're about to walk into.
Okay, Jesse.
Okay, Jesse. Whatever, Jesse.
I'll stay with it.
Stay with it. I'm telling you, if you do, Adrienne, you will not regret it. If you don't stay with it, you're going to go deeper into hell. I promise you that. But if you stay with it, you're going through hell, and you're coming out in heaven, right here on earth, inside of you.
Okay. Okay, I'll stay with it.
And I don't care how this thing trying to tell you to call. Do not call him. Do not go by. Do not anything. It'll tell you, oh, go over there. You left your sweater over there. Go over there and get your sweater. And you know that sweater doesn't mean anything to you at all.
That's exactly what it's telling me. I have a Trump sweater at his apartment.
See?
And my mind keeps telling me, go get it.
Don't go. Leave that sweater. It's not important. Buy yourself another sweater. There's no thoughts of setting you up because they want to live in you. They need you to stay in that hell so they can live through you. They have made a home in you as they have done all human beings, and they have been driving you all your life. Now it's time to end that. So this guy did you a really big favor when he broke up with you. He might not even realize it, but he did you a favor. He's setting you free. And it's time for you to start doing and thinking for you. When you're not here with me, will you let me know how it goes?
I will.
Did this help a little bit?
A lot.
Stay with it. Don't listen to those thoughts. They're lying to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Okay, Jesse. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. and we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. All right, folks, 888-775-3773. Number one, I do personal shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout-out may be, go to Rebuilding the Man. No, that's not the shout-out. Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You need one for sure, maybe two. No more than that. A lot of people like to come back, you know, off and on. But we have the best. And by phone, Skype, or walk-in, go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to set an appointment. Be patient because I have so many requests for counseling. I may not be able to get to you right away, but we get to you as soon as possible, all right? Just set it up, and if someone cancels or reschedule, we will let you know. And don't forget to donate to BOND. We're a nonprofit organization, been around 35 years now. And donate by going to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. All right? Or hit that scan the QR code to support BOND. Scan that QR code to support BOND. Or you can mail it in at P.O. Box 35090. Make sure to check a money order out to BOND. All right? 350-90 Los Angeles, California, 90035. Thank you for helping us to help others. Let me go to Elliot, our first time caller out of Minnesota. Elliot, you are on the air.
It is so, you know, first and foremost, it is so good to hear from you, sir. Oh my goodness. I've been a big fan of you and your show.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And first of all, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm calling all the way from St. Paul, Minnesota, if you could believe it.
That's amazing.
Yes. So the question, because first of all, I just wanted to let you know, like you, I am a fellow conservative of color, man.
Are you
and
black?
Let me tell you something. Yes, I am.
He black. What you doing in Minnesota?
Your guess is as good as mine.
They have black people up there?
Well, I mean, we produced Prince, didn't we?
You did what?
Well, we gave the world Prince, didn't we? I mean, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and George Floyd is from there too, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I have to say, Jesse, you know, ever since seeing your YouTube clips, I mean, like you have become one of my personal heroes, like. You, Byron Donalds, Wesley Hunt. I can name so many. I can name so many fellow, you know, black conservative men. So yes, yeah, so to get on with it, the question I have is I'm an outlier. I'm actually an outlier in my family. So I'm the only one that's like actually conservative. Everybody else in my family is left leaning or at least
right.
You know,
it's like that in most of the black families. You're right about that.
Yes, sir. It is. And you know what? Like, in spite of all that, you know, I love my family as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I presume many people do. And you know, I've always been, you know, I've always been a proud patriotic American. And only in the last few years, I've been able to openly express that. I think in a sense, I'm kind of coming on out of my shell.
Why were you afraid to say that before?
Well, I mean, I think what it was is, you know, what it is cultural conditioning.
Meaning what?
You know, and like the stuff I, you know, I kind of grew up with, you know, I grew up thinking that, you know, black folks ought to vote this way because that's all I've ever known for so long.
Okay. Are you, is your family Somalia or American Black?
Well, American Black, although we have West Indian roots, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
I'm the son of a naturalized citizen. Naturalized citizens.
So how do your family treat you now, and how do you deal with it now that you're more open about being conservative?
Well, I mean, it's one and all the same. I mean, they don't love me any less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but and I think what it is like but this issue for me, it more pertains to, like, since I live up here in Minnesota, so I'm in the Twin Cities. I'm in the capital city. So I am, like, in a sense, like you could say, I'm a red snapper in a sea of bluefish.
What? No. So you are right. How are you doing now?
Well, I think I'm doing a lot better. You know, so I think the question I have is, do you think black conservatives would ever get the respect they deserve?
Black conservatives get the respect from whom?
Well, you know, just in general, just because, like, a lot of the world just really doesn't seem to take us seriously at all.
And like, what type of respect does black conservatives deserve?
Well, I mean, just basic human respect. Like we're treated like we're just treated like an anomaly just because we vote a certain, like we dare to vote, you know, a certain way, the way we feel is best for ourselves. You know,
so what type of country. Because of time, what type of respect do black conservatives deserve? I don't understand that.
Well, yeah. Let me just clarify. You know, what I'm trying to say is, like, I don't want to be treated like I'm some kind of self-hater or something like that.
Why not?
Because I always get.
Why does it matter to you, or why do you give it any thought as to how someone treat you? Why do you need to be treated any kind of way at all? Any type of way.
Well, I wish I could answer that question. To be honest here, because I think at its core I let other people's opinions define who I am.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
So why do you need to be treated any type of way at all? Why does it matter? Why do you give it any thought as to how you're being treated by others?
I mean, I guess you could say I think it's the frustration I let my emotions get the better of me.
So why don't you overcome them?
Well, I've been trying to, but
by doing what? How are you trying to overcome emotion? Why don't you let all emotions go so you can be free?
Yeah, because I mean, I guess I was doing it on my own. I guess you could say in a biblical sense, I was leaning more on my own understanding rather than, you know, trusting God with all my heart.
So now,
Proverbs 3:5.
Now that you know that, why don't you drop all emotions and trust God?
Well, maybe it's my pride. You know, I struggle. You know, Jesse, I struggle with a lot of pride.
And what is, give me an example of your pride.
Well, for example, you know, whenever it comes to my girlfriend and I, you know, at the very beginning, you know, when we started dating, I'll tell you this. I had trouble, like, maybe, like, listening to her because I felt like I was just, and you know, just feeling that as though there was nothing wrong with me. It's like because she's, you know, I felt at times like she was being too much just for expressing her basic needs, her you know, her emotions. It's like, and I don't know, it's just like my pride was telling me that, oh, you know, you're on the one hand, it's like you're perfect, you're fine as you are, and then on the other hand, like, I don't know if I told you, but I do struggle with self-worth, but as it pertains to that.
What does that mean, self-worth? Like, how much do you worth now?
What worth? Yeah, because I think
self-worth?
Like, for a long time I've called it self-worth, but then I realized, you know, I'm beginning to realize is that of what to recognize, like, in whom my worth lies. It's rather than, you know, just placing it on, you know, meaningless things, but placing it on meaningless merit.
So let me ask, so you get with this, you still date this girl?
What's that?
Your girlfriend, you still with her?
Yes, I am.
So you got with her, and then at first, it sounded like, and if I'm reading it wrong, you can correct me, of course, it sounded like you didn't want to hear all her problems. And then...
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
And then what happened?
We've been going to church together. You know, even then, you know, we've been, you know, going to each other's church homes, you know, because she too is also a believer, like I am. And it's caused me, you know, to discover for myself, you know, since I've been slowly getting back into the word, because I'll tell you, Jesse, forgive me if I sound like I'm all over the place.
So, but, now, do you, know, you listen to her emotions?
Yes, I do.
And why? Yeah.
Because, you know, I think, like, what you were saying is, like, you know, just, you know, just gradually beginning to let go and let God.
Does she, like, listen to your emotions?
Yes.
And why would you tell her your emotions? Why would you let her know your weakness?
To be honest, you know, that, you know, even now, it's like, you know, I mean, just to show her, I mean, like, in my own mind, it's like to show her that I, well, care.
Care about what? How that showing her you care? You showing her your weakness, your emotion. How that showing her you care?
Just leave the keys in the car and you go. Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, I never saw it like that. Well, I never saw it like that.
Like what?
Like, you know, just showing my emotion, like showing that my weakness, but just showing that I...
So just think about this. You got a girlfriend who shows you her weakness, her emotions, and she got a boyfriend that shows her his emotions. How are you going to help her if you're emotional too? How are you going to bring her out of her hell or show her how to leave the hell if you're in hell with her?
Oh, wait. Oh, that, if you meant it like that. Oh, if you meant it like that. Okay, yeah. Because I just, well, if it helps, if it does help some, you know.
It doesn't help at all. She hates you for your weakness. A man should never, ever, for any reason, show a woman his weakness. Women can't handle that. They hate weak men. And they will say, oh, you should cry in front of me. You should do this. And when you do it, they judge you for the rest of your life. Because women have to look up to men. There's nothing to look up to if you're just like her. Because of time, why don't you forgive your mother so you can overcome that?
It's quite profound, Jesse, and I really hadn't thought of it like that.
Speak up.
Well, I've never thought of it that way.
How old are you?
Well, I'm 32.
How will you overcome the spirit of the woman if you don't forgive your mother? Because you become like your mother. She has recreated you in her image, so you think and feel and act like a woman. You act like your mother. That's why God said you must be born again. All men and women must be born of the Father. Right now, you're of your mother. An emotional man is a woman.
So your advice is don't be emotional at all.
A man, an emotional man, is a female. He act and think just like a woman. He feel good, then he feel bad. He feel angry, then he feel happiness. He feel and think like a woman. He's not himself. That's why he must be born of the Father. You're not born of the Father. You're of your mother still. She has recreated you in her image. Turn you away from your father. Now you identify with the female spirit. And the woman you with is your mother. You don't even know how to handle her because she's the mother, you're the boy. You got to forgive your mother for what she's done to you. And don't ask her for forgiveness. Mother, I am sorry. Once you see that you have this anger toward her, she irritates you or whatever. She spoils you. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. You recreated me in your image. I know now you can't help it. And God will forgive you. And even if she blame your daddy or she blame you or whatever, let her say what she want. God will forgive you. He will take away the spirit, the mindset, the emotions, the thinking of the female, it will give you his thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to forgive your mother. You're just like your mama, man. What the?
I mean, just so many parts about myself that I didn't, you know, that I didn't even think twice of.
Right.
Until now.
That's why you got to get to know yourself. God said to know thyself. The beginning of freedom is to know thyself. Most people don't know themselves, so they have no idea what's really happening inside of them. They don't know that they are not themselves. They're everything but who they are. They have many identities, and none of those identities belong to them. That's not who they are. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're none of those things. You're not your job. You're not this, you're not that, you're not your name, you're none of this stuff. You're neither black nor white or anything. But because of time, though, Ella, you got to start working on yourself. Forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her. He made a baby. Is he married to your mother?
Yes.
He made a baby with the woman that he hated, his mother. And you're doing the same thing with this woman you were. You are dating your mother.
Hmm. Hmm.
A man yeah. should not have psychological, emotional fear. Fear is not from God.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
But you don't know that because you have fear.
It's just like all this fear is just being, it just has been uncovered. And I didn't even realize it was there.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's why you got to know yourself. You'd be surprised what you're going to find.
Right. Well, Jesse, I truly thank you.
Well, start working on yourself. You got to see this stuff. Forgive your mother. God will forgive you and draw you into perfect peace within. The kingdom of heaven is in you. But you don't know that because you're living from without and not from within.
Mm.
You go to church, but that ain't doing you no good. It's just building your ego. You learn it about the Bible. You learn it about God, but you're not knowing God. Knowing about God is not knowing God. Ideas about God are just ideas about God. That don't mean you know God. But anyway, because of time, I want to encourage you to do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Forgive your mother for turning you away from your father, impose a will on you. Forgive your father for not protecting you. I'm telling you, your whole world will open up. The old you will start to die, and the new you will come about. All right.
I'll give it a shot, Jesse.
You still can do your little hooping and hollering prayer. Oh Lord, oh my mama, Lord Jesus, save me. Oh God. And when you're done playing with the devil, be still and know God. Do the silent prayer. Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. All right.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Super chat.
Super chats.
Mark bought a coffee. I know I forgot while watching, and it's a day late and a dollar short, but can I give myself an amazing happy birthday to Mark in El Paso? Strong arm, heart, thanks, hands.
Happy birthday, Mark. Amazing.
Appreciate everything you do, Jesse and Bond.
And thank you. And thank you for your support. What a time to be born in August, Men's History Month. Oh, amazing.
Anthony says, liberate Washington, D.C. Beautify her. President Trump.
Right on. Making D.C. great again.
Indeed. How are we going to get fat without free snacks? Asks Anthony.
That's right.
We'll have to read the rest later.
I wonder. I got to take a break. The hate news coming, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back to your calls and super chats in a minute. The hate news, not the fake news.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world. Target had a parking lot shooting over in Austin, Texas. Did you hear about that? I guess I'm just sort of barely heard about it. And there's something nice, a heritage Foundation. Sometimes they're a mess too, but their economist is Trump's pick for the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Remember he fired that short-haired liberal-looking woman? Liberal-looking, I don't know if she's a liberal. Whom he accused of rigging the numbers against him with the labor statistics thingamajigger. And an old-timer tore his Achilles, a Hall of Fame pitcher guy. He tore his Achilles, 55 years old. Be careful, guys and gals. And a $50 million reward, did I read that right, for the arrest of Nicolas Maduro? Not to be confused with Nicolas the Anchor Baby, okay? Don't arrest Anchor Baby. Anyway, and Pope Leo didn't put out an Instagram IG prayer for Gaza or something like that. That's nice, I guess. And this is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's a Country and Western Tuesday, Men's History Month, August 12th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. Get on hold to get on air with JLP. All right. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. Very nice. Make sure you check them out. You can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show to find the links to JLP, Hake, Anchor Baby, even punchy.tv. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, reporting about the SNAP, the food stamps requirements for the first time. I was telling you about this last hour. Parents of dependent children over the age of 14 will have to work, volunteer, or participate in job training at least 80 hours per month. Ooh, that's like half time of like 40 hours a week, right? Maybe less than that. Anyway, like kind of half-time, part-time. Half full-time, part-time. The law requires also adults between the ages of 55 and 64, veterans, people experiencing homelessness, communist buzz phrase, and former foster care youth also must meet the mandate. Other recipients are expected to see a decrease of their monthly assistance, so said the Congressional Budget Office. Very cool. And a gunman, I call him gun male, not a man, opened fire in a Target parking lot. Target's this big old degenerate store. I don't know if it's so degenerate anymore. Maybe they repented. But in Austin, Texas, and beautiful liberal Austin, Texas, on Monday afternoon, killing at least three people, including a child. Oh, the children. We don't care about the adults, only the children kidding around. Two of the victims died on the scene. And a third declared dead at the hospital, authorities said. A fourth person treated for non-gunshot-related injuries. According to Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis, sounds like a woman. The suspect allegedly stole a car from the parking lot, crashed it, and hijacked a Volkswagen from a dealership. That doesn't sound like a white mass shooter, but it might be. I don't know. I haven't looked into it at all. Officers captured him about 20 miles away. Maybe he was white. This Lisa Davis woman said, although the suspect has not been publicly identified, at least not as of the writing of this report, police described him as a white man. Oh, Lord, eat my words. Hake, white man in his 30s, so-called white, anyway, with both a mental health history and prior criminal offenses. Terrible. It wasn't me. It's not immediately clear what led to the shooting. Monday's shooting comes just over 2 weeks after an attack in a Walmart parking lot in Traverse City, Michigan, in which 11 people were stabbed. Pardon the hand motion. Terrible. President Trump nominated an economist who has worked at two conservative think tanks, including Heritage Foundation, I think, to be the head of the new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, E.J. Antoni, outspoken critic of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Very nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
Somewhere in the world today,
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning again. It's the third hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, what's the difference between the facts and the truth? What's the difference between the facts and the truth? Amazing question, huh? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show as it is happening. If you're too busy to sit and watch and listen, you can listen on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. He made it possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that through him you'll have peace of mind. I got love and I've got joy, but most of all I have the Holy Ghost. I thank God he made it possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amazing. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
And every Tuesday, yeehaw, is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. It's Tuesday. Country and Western 2, my favorite, one of my favorite days. I love country music. Beyonce is not country music. I know country music, and I know Beyonce. And Beyonce is not country music. But that is called DEI. Amazing. Listen, it's a spiritual battle. You are being controlled. Every human being on this side of the planet is under control, being controlled, and they don't know it. You are not in charge of your life at all. Zero. You are possessed with evil. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and medication is not going to solve it. It's not going to solve it. You got to overcome it. ABC is reporting here's a perfect example of being controlled by evil. When you're shy, you're controlled by evil. We have fear, jealousy, strife, insecurity, want to be like other people, revenge, resentment. You're evil. Fear, loneliness, looking for love, emptiness. It's because you're evil. You're separated from truth, from love. ABC is reporting. ABC News, I don't know if y'all heard about this. Three people are dead following a shooting at a Target store in Austin, Texas. According to the police, a suspect has been detained, police said. Watch this from ABC News.
There was an active shooter situation in the parking lot outside of that store. Austin police officials have just confirmed that three people were shot and killed. A fourth person was injured in this. It's unclear if they were shot or not, but they are expected to survive. They have a male suspect in custody, Austin officials say. They describe him as a 32-year-old man with what the chief of police, Lisa Davis, there says is a, quote, mental health history. A child is among the three wounded there, again, according to the Austin chief of police. Police say they have no understanding right now of motive. It is unclear if this was a random act of violence or a targeted shooting.
Amazing, huh? Amazing. Here's the latest report on the shooting. And still, there's no image or name mentioned. I'm just wondering out loud. I'm not saying that he was. I wonder if he's black. Because if it had been a white man, don't you think we would know that by now? Maybe it was not. I'm just wondering out loud. Watch this from WKRN.
Nikhil, Mark, that gunman opened fire in the parking lot of that Target in North Austin, killing two adults and a child, then stole two cars during his getaway. But this morning, he is in custody. Austin police now identifying that suspect as a 32-year-old man with mental health issues. This is the scene where he opened fire just after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Police say he then hijacked a car from that parking lot and crashed it into this tree, then stole another vehicle from a car dealership. Police finding him 20 miles away on the other side of the city, then using a taser to detain him. This morning, police are still investigating a motive.
Amazing, huh? If ever we need the great white hope, we need him in Tennessee, too. We need him everywhere. We need him in Texas. That was Texas. But, and we need the great white hope, Donald Trump, in Tennessee as well. He's in Washington, D.C., making D.C. great again. And I think rumors has it that he's going to straighten out Chicago, California, and other areas. Mr. Great White Hope, they call him King. What manner of man is this? We need you where they need you in Tennessee. In the news, Channel 5, was the guy white in Texas, James? CNN's reporting he white? For the police, okay. Oh, amazing. I have to wait and see because it takes a long time. Normally, when you're white, they know you right away, you're white. A white brand killed this. But anyway, we need the president down, well, they need him down in Tennessee as well. News Channel 5. A suspect is dead after a customer opened fire during an attempted ATM theft at a Musselboro gas station early Friday morning. Police say three suspects tried to steal the ATM. Watch this from News Channel 5.
Unreal. People are crazy. They really are. And they'll do anything for money, it seems like, anymore.
Murfreesboro residents reacting tonight after that attempted ATM robbery turned deadly. Police say three suspects were trying to steal a gas station's ATM when a customer pulled a gun and shot one of them. And why police think this could be tied to a similar theft months ago.
The 7-Eleven Exxon on East Northfield Boulevard is a popular gas station for the people of the borough. According to police, three theft suspects attempted to steal an ATM around 5 a.m. using a sledgehammer to smash through the glass.
When officers arrived, they found the windows of the business busted out, a guy wire around an ATM that had been pulled off its base, and one person that was deceased outside the building.
Police say the man who died was one of the suspects.
One of the customers actually displayed a gun and fired at those individuals who were attempting to steal the ATM. Of course, he struck one of those individuals and killed him.
Investigators are also looking into whether this is connected to another ATM theft that happened 8 months ago at a different 7-Eleven on South Church Street. In that case, the thieves were caught on camera. Locking in notes.
He steered a whole ATM. What the? The love of money is a mess. And one last example of why we need Donald Trump all over this country cleaning up the mess, making America great again. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him, and they call him king. They have king rallies. They call him daddy. They call him amazing. The whole world obey him. We need him down in Memphis, Tennessee's neighborhood as well. Well, they need him down there. WREG is reporting. A plan to build a new jail in the North Memphis neighborhood of New Chicago is getting pushback from people in the community. Watch this.
No jail in New Chicago, and we'll take that all the way to the Supreme Court.
A new jail in North Memphis neighborhood getting pushback. Earlier this week, Shelby County leaders looked at a new plan to build a Shelby County Justice Center in North Memphis. WRG's Quintra Wilborn spoke to people who expressed their concerns today.
No justice, no peace. Don't put no jail on this street.
Frustration spilled into the intersection of Firestone Avenue and Moorhead Street in the New Chicago community.
To have a jail put in New Chicago when you have disinvested this community for over 50 years is really disrespectful.
The proposal includes a new adult detention facility with beds for 3,000 male and female inmates, new courts and sheriff's office facilities, and a new juvenile court and detention facility. The estimated cost for the project is $1.26 billion. The plan is spearheaded by a public-private partnership that includes Kemp Conrad, a commercial real estate professional and former Memphis City Councilman.
It just stands to reason that if you build a billion-dollar-plus asset in a community where thousands of people are going to be coming to work every day, that will spur the private development that we've heard this community wants.
Well, that's the problem. Black people don't want no job. Those jails and prison may bring jobs. What the? They may have to go to work. They don't want no jobs down there. They're going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. And it just might end crime or bring it down or do something. Black people don't want no peace in their community. Is you crazy? I dare you bring jobs in this area, Mr. President. How dare you bring jobs? Is you crazy? We don't want to work. We already rely on the government. We don't need you trying to make us work, trying to bring that protection in this community. Leave this hellhole alone, Mr. President. We're going to take you to court. Neighbors complain that there are schools nearby. The jail would bring crime into the area, and that they were not informed about the jail development like they need to be told. WREJ. Watch this.
However, people in the community say that while they want to see development, they don't want to see a jail in their neighborhood.
Right.
I am just appalled that they would make the decision to put a jail in a neighborhood that has an elementary school and a high school just a block away.
If you put a jail in New Chicago, you have hard criminals coming here.
Carnita Atwater is an advocate for the community and says many residents did not learn about the proposal until after it was presented to Shelby County commissioners.
If you want to do justice to our community, you meet with us before you try to make your plan.
Somebody needs to tell these black females to go sit down. Where the men? Make those women go sit down. They don't know what they're talking about. What are you saying, Nick? How do you what?
I was just saying, how's your little protest at that?
I know.
It just looked a little anemic, a little small protest.
Little weak protest. They don't want the president to bring no jails down there. The people may have to work. And how will it look? You have all these jobs available right there in the black community. And white people going to have to come in and do them because ain't no black people going to work. What's up? They want programs. They want affirmative action. They want reparations. They want DEI. They don't want that to work. They don't want you. What a mess. 888-7753-773. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Let me go to first-time caller out of North Carolina, Jason. Jason, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jason.
How's it going, man? First of all, that guy, I'm a little further out. Charlotte is over here from the East Coast. We hear you loud and clear. Hey, I'm the Basement Patriot. I've been listening online for a couple months now.
Amazing.
Amazing. All my friends say it now. I got everybody saying it. We love it. It's great. I just wanted to say, man, the silent prayer, dude, that when I first heard about that, it just triggered something. And I grew up in church. I've been in church. My mom and dad, that's a big, long story. I can tell you another time, but My mom, she didn't turn me from my dad. She kind of saved me from my dad. And yeah, God gave me a stepdad that was amazing, just amazing. Actually, he died a couple years ago. I had to bury him. I had to bury my own dad. It was pretty eye-opening.
Your stepfather died or your real father died?
Yes. My stepfather. My real father is alive.
Oh, okay.
And we have a wonderful relationship.
What do you mean your mother saved you from your dad?
My dad was in a frame of mind that was, he needed to hear your radio show 40 years ago. He needed to hear this message. He had no idea.
What do you mean she saved you from him?
He was a wreck. He was a mess.
How do you know that?
Well, first of all, his own account. I've got an account of life back then. My natural mom and my natural dad separated when I was really young. She basically snatched me up and ran because she was afraid that the state was going to take me from everybody. And
she was afraid that... Who were going to take you from everybody?
The state.
So your mother took you and ran away from your father because she was afraid your father was going to take you from her?
No, not that he was going to take me from her, but that he was going to do something stupid that would get me taken from both of them, and she didn't.
I don't understand what you're saying, Tony. Because of time, Jason. So, your father and mother separated, right?
Yes, when I was
And you say your mother saved you from your father. in short, if you can say, how did she save you from your father? That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
How did she save you from your father?
I don't know necessarily that she did.
So why did you say that?
I eventually found my way back to him.
Right.
It didn't take me long before I realized. And at the same time, I had a stepfather who was extremely good.
But why did you say your mother saved you from your father?
Well, my mother made the judgment call that my father was not, I would say, behaving responsibly.
What gives her the right to make that decision about him and then take his son away from him?
I don't know. I have not the slightest. And that right there caused root bitterness towards my mother for years. And I've been fighting with her for just decades. And when I started figuring, when I heard about, you know, what was actually going on, because I'm 50 years old. I've been through hell. I'm not kidding you, hell. Hell beyond what you can imagine. Those two callers you had earlier, Adriana and Elliot, I prayed for them because they're, you know, God's working with them. And
have you gone and forgiven your mother for taking you away from your father?
Oh, yes. Yes,
and why
I have,
didn't you ask her what made her think she had the right to take you from your father? Why have you asked her about that?
I still have not gotten a straight answer.
So you've asked her?
Several times. I was doing what I thought was best for you in the situation. And
what was best for her, what she thought was for her, it wasn't for you. To take you from your father is not a good thing, man.
I know this. I know this now. Growing up, I didn't, and it caused a lot of bitterness, and it caused a lot of rebellion in me. But, yeah.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have. Oh, yes.
You told her?
That's where I'm at now. This is where I'm at now. This is great, man. The first half of my life really sucked. And now the second half of my life that I have forgiven people out the wazoo, man. I mean, God shows me people that, like a situation that I'll come across, and I'll remember this. I have to keep these thoughts. Keeping these thoughts captive is crazy.
Did you go to your mother and forgive her?
Yes, sir, I did.
What did you say to her when you went to her?
If I remember the conversation correctly, for what I harbored bitterness toward her for, I forgive you. I still don't have an answer of why, you know, I wasn't there.
What did she
say
when you went and forgave her for what she's done to you?
Jace, I love you. She was very, my mom's very understanding, but she's very strong. She's a strong-willed, my whole mom's side of the family was very strong-willed people.
What did your mother say when you went and forgave her for taking you away from your father, screwing up your life?
Say again? What did you say?
What did she say when you went and forgave her for taking you away from your father?
I don't remember actually her response, to tell you the truth. I don't remember her response.
But you did. You did go and forgive her?
Oh, yes. Like, physically talk to her. And ever since that point, me and her have had a different relationship. Like, things are different. I'm not mad at her. I was angry for the longest time. Angry. And I didn't know why I was angry. And it was because I was mad at her. I was mad at her. And I blamed her. First of all, I blamed her.
All human beings resent their mothers. Oh, yeah. There's not one that doesn't.
There's pictures of me at her wedding with my stepdad. And I cried. I was crying. And she said I was always crying. I was always upset. And I didn't know why. I don't remember that because, I mean, clearly that was trauma that I was a kid. I was, like, in the pictures. I had to have been no more than 2, maybe. But I remember being that age, it was just me and my mom. I don't remember my dad at all. My dad was never a thought. He was just a guy that would leave a truck in the hallway. And when I would get up in the morning, she'd go look. And I'd get a truck. And that was my dad. And that was what I knew of my dad.
How did you find your father because of time, how did you find him so that you could forgive him?
My grandparents kept in touch with me. I'm actually from the East Coast, but lived on the West Coast, grew up on the West Coast, and then moved back to the East Coast, and then have trotted around the United States all ever since. But I kept in touch with my grandparents.
And through them. Your father's people?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. And when we moved back here, it was just inevitable that I was going to reconnect with them.
And so you went to him, and what happened?
For a while, it took a long time because he lived up in another state, and so I didn't get to talk to him very often. His wife that he was married to at the time was a real mess, and they've since separated. And since that happened, he had God had put the brakes on his life and had a debilitating emergent medical thing, and that shifted his entire life. And because of that, it brought him closer to where I was at, and it brought actually me and him together. And now we have it's beautiful. I mean, that's all I can say, man.
Nice.
It's just the relationship with your father is so important with these kids. I was listening to the report that you were just saying about the people that are mad in Chicago that they want to build a jail and they want to fill it with criminals. And it's like, well, the criminals are there. You have to change the mindset of the people. The mindset of the people are warped in this entire country. And it's evident. And it starts in the home. It really does. It really does. It starts with forgiving and then reconnecting with your father and for time.
Yeah,
because
side of prayer, and, and no matter what happens in life at this point forward, stay with the prayer, practice staying present rather than where God is. God is always right here, right now, rather than being lost in your head, think about the past or the future, which is an illusion, it doesn't exist. And you haven't seen anything, man, it's going to get better, all right?
Yes, sir, man. And hey, before I go, can I give a shout out to the chat? Everybody in the chat, they're my church family. I listen to you every Sunday. The one Sunday I missed, I had to work and I missed it. You had Yay showed up at your church. I couldn't believe it. I was like, the one Sunday I missed Yay.
Well, you can podcast the show too. So.
Yeah, I did. I watched the whole thing.
Right.
I watched the whole thing. It was great.
Well, stay with us, all right?
I'm going to get me some Punchy's coffee, too, man. I'm a big coffee fanatic.
Oh, good.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse. God bless you, man. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Amazing. Thank you, buddy. You too. Amazing. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. And then stretch off on peel.net. 888. Thank you, Jason. Stay with it, man. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 8877 Jesse. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake. If you have not seen the Hake Show, you're missing it. At 9 a.m., from 9 to 11 a.m. The guy with the good hair. And he's like wearing the biblical question, I think. What's the difference between truth and facts? I mean, facts and the truth?
Right.
You have a T-shirt there.
That's right.
On thehatereport.com.
Great minds think alike, I guess.
Evidently.
Very cool.
And so from 9 to 11, then the American anchor, baby. Energy. I mean, you think Trump has energy? I'm starting to wonder if the anchor, baby, is the son of Donald Trump by a different mother.
I don't know my dad.
See there? That might be. And you're starting to look kind of Jewish with your hair like that.
You're saying Trump is Jewish?
He got the Jewish spirit. From 11 to 1 p.m., the American anchor, baby. All right. On Sunday, I asked a question about a civil war versus a... I asked, is it possible that, I don't want a civil war in America, but is it possible to have one? And I think not, versus a genocide. There's a genocide upon white Americans over in Africa, and that's happening right here in America, too. White America under genocide. It's just not being said out loud right now in America, but that's what's happening. And so I asked, is it possible to have a civil war? I say no. It's not possible to have a civil war because it takes real men to have a civil war. Men has and we don't have men who can carry out a civil war. They're too emotional. They're too influenced by the spirit of the female spirit, their mama. So it's not possible, Hake, to have a civil war in today. America. Today's America, because we don't have the men for it. Here's another reason why we'll never have a civil war in America. From Fox 8. The red dress run. The red dress run is an annual charity event in New Orleans with thousands of participants. Age 21 and older, dress in red attire, often dresses, and participate in a run. The event is known for its festivity atmosphere and charitable aspect. This is why we would never have another civil war in America. Watch this from Fox 8.
Imagine thousands of men in red dresses chugging beer and calling it a workout. Welcome to the second Saturday of August in New Orleans. This is the Red Dress Run, where the only thing tighter than the dresses is the beer budget. Thousands of people descend on the French Quarter, rouged up and ready to celebrate.
Accentuates all the curves. Yeah,
very flattering.
Right. You'll see a lot of shoe choices. Some will be brave with their heels. Some go just to match the outfit.
It's a 2-mile run, and I use that word very loosely, through the French Quarter. And yes, hydration is taken very seriously. It's 21 and up. It's messy. It's fabulous. And every dollar raised goes to local New Orleans charities. It's a come-as-you-are event put on by a local running social club, the Hash House Harriers. And for 30 years now, people come from all over the world, and truly, little preparation is needed.
I don't even know what to say about that. It's sad, really. How did the female spirit influence men to put on dresses and go do that? And then act like women in the dresses and the heels. No, you don't have to worry about it. Ain't no civil war going to happen. Not in America today. We don't even have the men to do the civil war. 888-77, what a sad way to live. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Nathan is the first time call out of D.C. Nathan, you are on the air.
Jesse, how you doing, buddy?
All is well. Nathan, turn off your radio or something.
Okay, I had to get out of the job site. It was a little noisy in there. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Great. Two things. I have a girlfriend problem, and probably most importantly, I forgave my mother last night.
Oh, amazing. How did that go?
It went very well. It was actually short and sweet, and she appreciated it. And I went to bed, and I woke up this morning, and I actually do feel a lot better.
Right on.
I didn't know how much I needed it.
Yeah, that's what every human being needs, blacks and everybody. It's that anger. They got to forgive their mother. They must be born of the father.
You're right. You are right. 100%.
Yeah.
My other thing is, I have a girlfriend I've been with for 6 years now, and I'm quite certain that she's of the devil. She likes to argue and fight and call names, and I used to be that way also. Since about 3 years ago, I've corrected myself and been following Jesus. And I love her, and I want to stay with her. I feel bad for her. She has a horrible family. Her family takes advantage of her. She has a sick mom. She's not in the best health. And I feel like it would be devilish of me to believe her, even though she's of the devil, I believe. What is your suggestion?
And so why do you say you love her?
I don't know, Jesse. I do love her. But I don't know if I love her like someone loves their neighbor or someone should love a wife. But I do care for her. And I do love her.
Why do you say you love? How do you know you love her?
I don't know. I don't.
So why do you say you love her?
I don't love her.
So why do you say you don't love her?
I guess I just found out I don't love her.
And how did you find it out?
Well, because somebody guided me to call. I think the Lord guided me to call you today to find out that I didn't love her.
So you're discovering right now that you don't love her?
Yeah, I think it's a very good possibility.
But why did you think you did love her?
Well, because I was with her for so long. I had a drug problem. She was there for me. She's had two prior, a husband and a boyfriend, that have passed away from drugs, and she stayed there with me. And I feel like I should stay there with her, even though I don't think she'll ever find Jesus.
But why is that your concern at all, that she find Jesus?
I'm worried that if I go away, I'm going to have guilt, because she's not going to be in the best shape. I know she loves me, but she also causes problems, and she knows that. But I'm afraid that maybe I shouldn't be thinking about myself and about my guilt.
Why do you think she loves you?
because, like I said, she's been there for me, and she showed me love. She has showed me love in the past.
Well, where did she get the love from that she showed you?
She must get it from Jesus, I would assume.
But you said she was a daughter of the devil. How can she get love from Jesus?
Well, I think people can be both. I used to be of both. I used to say...
So you think you could serve Satan and God?
I think so.
How is that possible?
Serve. No, not serve. Not serve. Not serve. I think someone could have, the anger and the devil and everything in them and still serve God.
How is that possible? If you're a child... Anyone that has anger or resentment are sons and daughters of Satan, of evil. How can you be a son or daughter of God and of Satan?
You can't.
So why you say that then?
I don't know. I guess I was just confused. I think maybe I should just cut ties. What do you think?
You live with
her? It would be better for me. I'm sorry?
You live with her?
No, I used to until my mother got sick recently. I've moved in with her, and her mother's got problems too. But we have lived together, and it was actually worse when we lived together.
So, in knowing all that, why are you considering staying with her at all?
I don't. Well, because I'm worried that I'll feel guilt.
Who would feel guilt? Who are you?
Me. I'll feel guilt. I'll feel like I did a bad thing, Jesse.
Who are you?
Nathan.
Who are you?
I'm a son of Jesus.
And so who are you? Jesus doesn't have any children, buddy.
I know. I wish he did.
Who are you?
I don't know how to answer that.
So then when you say you afraid you will feel bad, who are you talking about?
Yeah, you make a good point.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, not me. I guess the soul in me that will have feelings, I guess. I try to be good. I've tried to get the anger out of my life and lies and everything else. And I feel that if I were to leave her, that would be part of the anger and lies, and I would feel some kind of remorse.
And who is going to feel that?
I am.
And who are you?
I don't know, Jesse.
So then why do you say I will feel that? Who are you talking about when you say I will feel guilty? Who are you referring to?
Nathan will feel guilty.
That's your name, but who are you referring to? Who's going to feel guilty?
Nobody.
But who are you talking about? Why do you think you will feel guilty then if you say nobody?
Well, that's why I called, Jesse, because I'm having some, you're giving me some light, I think. I see what you're saying. I think I see what you're saying.
Now you're stuck with your sick mother?
Yeah.
And she's stuck with her sick mother?
No. Yeah, she is. She is, yes.
What a mess.
Mine's a lot better. But my life's not a mess. I come from a very great family. We own
You're full of anger. You're with some woman that have been married before, a drug addict and a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Your life has not been amazing.
No, it hasn't. It is now, but it hasn't been.
And it's not even amazing yet. It will be if you stay with it. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want. That you... start focus on you. You're not in any condition to have children. Do you have any kids?
No, sir.
Okay. You're not in any condition to have a girlfriend or anything. You lost. You need to work on you for now.
No, you're right, Jesse. You're right.
And so
100%.
You let that woman have her own problem that she had before she met you. She was already screwed up. You were screwed up.
Yeah.
Two screwed up people got together and screwed each other even more so. So you need to...
You're damn right.
So what?
I said you're damn right about that.
So now you need time for you to overcome this fallen state.
Yeah.
So forget about that woman. Do what you want, but I recommend you forget about her. and you do the silent prayer, practice being present, so you could overcome evil. God would, he would, make, he would take it all away from you.
Jesse, can you just, in some very brief words, I know just because of time, can you explain to me what the silent prayer is? I watched your video from about, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. It will show you how to calm down, let go, and let the truth take over your life. And the truth will destroy your ego nature. You're not your thoughts. You're not the emotions. You're not your body. You're none of those things. And right now you've identified with all of those things. And you got to surrender all of that to God, to the light. And the light will destroy the darkness. But you got to be still and let it happen. And the silent prayer will bring you to a point where you'll let go.
Okay.
Stop trying to save yourself or anyone.
I'm going to take your advice, Mr. Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
Hey, can I tell you a real quick PG-13 joke?
Yeah.
Do you know why black people are so tall?
Because they run without shoes.
No, it's because they're Negroes.
Amazing.
Have a blessed day, buddy. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Anthony on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Excuse me, partner, no snacks in that there saloon.
Nice.
And he says, Big B's. Kamala said,
thank you.
I've got Bloody Marys.
Thank you. Amazing.
See you on Bought a Coffee. LOL. Lots of laughs. Jesse, I already noticed Hank and Anchor Baby have chest hair. Alpha males. I also know you have chest hair. You were explaining on your older show about how real men have chest hair. You're so right. It's very manly. Better time to bring that up than on Men's History Month.
Right on.
Heart eyes, 100, lion's mane.
Yeah, men don't shave their bodies. What the? You know you got the female energy up the shave of your body.
Nick bought 3 coffees.
Thank you, Sion.
Hey, Jesse, you can reach a new level of alpha male by taking a creatine supplement. Don't trust me. Do your research. Love your show. It's amazing. God bless. And I disclaim such comments. But thank you, Nick.
Amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse, Jesse, Jesse. I have good news and bad news. Which one do you want first?
Boom.
The bad news is I went to the park and saw a father pushing a baby stroller by himself.
What?
No wife or girlfriend in sight. Beta dad.
Beta.
The good news is I saw a family of 4 at the park. Parents walking. Kids were on the bike and scooter. I call that an alpha family. What do you think, Jesse?
Right on. I was driving down the road the other day. I think last Saturday. I may be wrong, but last Saturday. And I saw this Jewish family, the husband and wife, they had 2 little kids. And did I tell you about this?
I don't think so.
And so the 2 kids, one baby was in the buck in the stroller thing, and the other little child was holding on to the stroller behind, standing on. And they had a Mexican lady pushing the stroller.
Nice.
The husband and wife just slowly walking right behind them. And the poor Mexican lady got to push the big kid and the little kid that they got. The big kid was kind of big, but I was like, this is why they don't want you to go back to Mexico.
Right. We need our help.
Amazing. Thank you.
Scrap the Planet says the facts are earthly, whereas the truth is of God. Sounds like a BQ response.
Oh, responded to what's the difference between the facts and the truth. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Uncle Ruckus, what's up with the 3-eye atlas? So-called asteroid was there 2 months away. Now it's 2 weeks away. Did it change speed? Are we about to be invaded? He asks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. There's some news about some comet or asteroid that's suddenly close, apparently. I don't know.
But haven't we had asteroids before?
Asteroids have been coming relatively close. Not that close.
Yeah. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus says, Chinese Navy said how much turn signal I need to change 8 lanes. None. I turn now. Good luck, China Coast Guard.
Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, Trump said he couldn't say where he was going to put the homeless. How about we get a newer Impossible Whopper at Burger King?
Nice. Amazing.
Whoa, I disavow. Anyway, Nikki bought
a... I disavow.
Nikki bought a coffee. BQ, the difference is truth doesn't need agreement or understanding. If you think you got it, you have not understood a thing. Let truth arrive, let it depart, let it touch the stone we call the heart.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth? Thank you, and I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you, Nikki.
Kale says facts lack context. Truth is all-encompassing.
Thank you, Kale.
Pastor Chatelet donated 111 gold pills on pilled.net, referring to Adriana in Texas. Can we get her number, Jesse? We can fix her.
Stay back.
Mike Young says, new song for you, Jesse, Strangers in the Night. Heard that song before?
Strangers in the Night. I think so.
Something about locking eyes.
I can't remember right now, Mike, but thank you.
Uncle Ruckus ate some bugs. I ate some grass. And he wiped his tears with his hands.
Amazing.
Antoinette bought a coffee. Jesse singing Rod Stewart this morning. Some guys have all the luck. Some guys have all the pain. Some guys get all the breaks. Some guys do nothing but complain.
Ooh.
If you were here with me, I'd feel so happy I could cry. You are so dear to me. I just can't let you say goodbye.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Nice.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Some guys do nothing but complain.
That's
amazing.
Me.
Thank you.
Five coffees from Eric. A woman's favorite pastime, appearing as a victim. Women that have sex out of wedlock are beta.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse. Tony from California needs a beer. I disclaim.
Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, I eat cotton candy with a fork because I refuse to pick cotton.
Amazing. There's nothing wrong with picking a little cotton.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. You aren't heartbroken. Your story misses them. Stop creating stories.
That's right. That's deep. Thank you.
Dominic, no message. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you, Dominic.
JV, the great three coffees. The difference between the facts and truth is the truth doesn't need facts, but facts need the truth. Truth is truth, whether you believe it or not. Facts have to be proven.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, three coffees. The facts change depending on what agenda people want to convince you of. The truth stays the same. Love y'all. All the way from the socialist Netherlands, where the babies are killed by the millions and the gays dance in the pulpit of old churches, three hearts.
Heard around the world by everybody. And they, mama, thank you.
Lin Yan Chin.
And if you white, they're mama.
Jesse, notice our blackness is spreading through poor Lord Goodhair. That's Hake. His tangent writing goes up as blood oxygen drops, almost like hyperventilating is default, he says. It's terrible.
Amazing. I got to stop there, Hake.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Let me go to, thank you all very much. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
And good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Tony.
I'll call and see if I can get my country back. I see there's a guy out there in Montana. He was going to this bar that he lived like next door to and just went in there and killed four people, man. What's wrong with them white folks, man?
How do you feel about the Great White Hope taking over D.C. and possible Chicago and New York? And
possible.
I mean,
come on, Jesse.
How do you feel about that?
Jesse, come on. Why you ain't answer my question? Why you ain't answer my question, Jesse?
What's your question?
The white man killing all those people in Montana at the bar that he lived next door to.
Amazing. So I think that's amazing.
See and how so, you do?
Yeah.
But and the
so
but the
you
thing
think
is,
about,
you,
what, because of time, what do you think about the president getting rid of crime?
He's not getting rid of crime.
As much as possible. Taking over.
He's not getting rid of crime.
What do you think about him taking over D.C. now?
He's not getting rid of crime. He's building a castle. So when it's time for him to leave the office, he'll have a military so he can just stick around. That's all it is.
I
That's
hope that happens.
It's not going to happen.
I hope it
it's
does.
Not.
That's a
it's
great
not.
Idea, Tony.
It's not, Jesse. It's not, Jesse.
Jordan, that's the best idea you ever had.
Well, the thing is, it's not going to happen.
And they call him king.
No, bro. This is the United States with a constitution.
Do they
and
call
he can't
him
override
king?
That. He can't override that, bro.
Tony, do they call him Keith?
Keep hope alive, Jesse.
Tony.
Keep hope alive, because he'll never be great.
Tony, do they call him King?
You call him King.
Do they call him King?
I call him a fraud liar.
Do they have key rallies?
But the thing is, Jesse,
Tony,
how can you believe in a man that you say you believe in God?
Tony.
Who you believe in, God or
Tony,
Trump?
Do they have key rallies?
Who you believe in?
Super Chat. And then Tony God becomes
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Elijah with a diamond. JLP doesn't realize MAGA is dead. He black slow.
He black. Thank you.
John, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
Shout out to Elijah, Games for Rec, Wolf 336-555-555-565, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew, as well as Age of Inversion, Pastor Chatelet. Chatelet says, hey, hard boy, can't get your nation back if you believe this nation was founded on racism's cope, NPC.
I rest my case. Nice. Thank you. You hear that, Tony? Right on.
Nice. And shout out to the rest of the supporters over on Pilled.net and Rumble and everywhere else. Thanks, guys. And I do believe that that's all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you all so much. I'm so out of time. Philip out of Missouri. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Kayvon out of California. And the caller just dropped there. I don't know who that was. Tomorrow is Manhood Hour. Listen, folks, you can overcome your misery or you can die in your misery. You can, well, you're not alive. Your eyes are open, but you're barely breathing. Anyone that has anger, anyone that has resentment, is evil and separated from God. Satan is your God, whether you believe it or not. Anyone that has any iota of anger, Satan is your God. So go and forgive your mothers, forgive your father so you can be born of the Father, return to the Father. Men and women, do the silent prayer, revealingtheman.com/prayer, all right? Silent prayer. RevealingTheMan.com/silent prayer. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and a creek door ride. The hate report is coming now. And then after the hate report, the American anchor, baby. Thank you for your super chats and everything else. Anything? We got them all? Right on. We got to them all. Thank you all. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.